Baroness Thatcher has today died, aged 87. The following is a report I put together for TalkSport Radio about a year or so ago to mark the anniversary of her resignation.
We're leaving Downing Street for the last time after 11 and a half wonderful years. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
November 28th, 1990.
This brings to an end a quite remarkable premiership.
Obviously, I was there. We went out to resume the fight to get this party back on the rails and to continue the work that we've been devoting ourselves to for so long.
Of course she's sad. Of course she's sad. But she has remarkable powers of recovery.
To this day, Mrs. Thatcher's leadership divides public opinion.
She should have retired before she started, really.
She stood by her principles.
She basically destroyed a lot of the industry in the UK.
I thought she was a very good Prime Minister.
I thought she was very divisive and she gloried in conflict.
20 years ago, former Cabinet Minister Michael Heseltine forced a leadership election. One-time Conservative Deputy Chairman Michael Dobbs has the story.
Michael became the focus of all of the discontent, the man who stabbed her in the front, so to speak, when he walked out of Cabinet. But it was quite clear that that was simply the start of a process which, once it had got going, was inevitable. The thing that was astonishing to me was that she simply did not realise that she was going to face this challenge and that it would be a challenge of an extraordinary force.
Mrs. Thatcher's political secretary from 1988 to 90, John Whittingdale, explains what happened in the first round of her party's leadership contest.
The rules of the party at that time was that she had to achieve a certain majority and she just fell short, and there would have to be a second ballot. And initially she thought she was going to stand in that second ballot, but when she consulted her colleagues, she found that a lot of members of the cabinet were no longer willing to support her, and so she reached a decision that she should resign.
He remains a close confidant of Baroness Thatcher's and was at her side till the end.
The last day when she did leave was a very sad day. She inspired tremendous loyalty from the people who worked with her, right from, you know, obviously the people who were very close to her, her private secretaries, but all the way through to all the staff who worked in Number 10. And a lot of tears were shed that day.
Meanwhile, the former political editor of the Press Association, Chris Moncrief, was camped outside and witnessed the Prime Minister's last farewell.
There's a famous and iconic photograph of her weeping in the car. The weeping didn't actually start until she looked up at Number 10 and saw all her staff waving goodbye at her, and that's what caused the tears. The rest is history.
Britain's first and only female Prime Minister was the highest of flyers. She secured her place in history by becoming the longest-serving PM in 150 years. But if you live by the sword, you die by the sword. And her closest colleagues felt she had outstayed her welcome. They taught her the hardest lesson of all. Those who fly the highest fall the hardest. Sean Dilley, Talk Sport, Westminster.
Now, today isn't the day to discuss politics. Today is the day to be respectful, I would suggest, and sincere condolences to our only female Prime Minister who, like all over politics, made a lasting mark on British history. Rest in peace, Mrs. Thatcher.